We were talking a couple of segments ago about Tiger hosting his tournament this weekend. He made an appearance on the broadcast wearing his Sunday red yesterday, and nobody is sure when we're going to see him again. But we have a number for Tiger in his home, and so let's give him a call. I think he's back home this morning, probably getting back to his weekly routine, whatever that is these days. Hope we catch him.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh, hi, Muser.
Oh, hi, Tiger.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess. Just sitting here having a bowl of Crave cereal and some Fruity Pebbles for dessert.
Still haven't grown up, have you, after all these years?
What do you mean?
Well, never mind.
Okay.
Well, how'd your tournament go this weekend?
It went pretty well. I was real happy with it, except for the tournament.
Why is that?
Did you guys see my Quicken Loans tournament?
Yeah, we did watch some of it over the weekend.
It was won by some spare.
Come on.
Bill Hurley the Third?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Bill Hurley the Third, and who the hell were the first two Bill Hurleys?
A lot of people were asking that question over the weekend.
Should have been called the Quicken Groans Tournament.
Well, it was
a
great...
He ranked like 607th in the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's two spots ahead of me, though.
Yeah, you're down there, aren't
Man,
you?
Man, you're that far down?
But still, at least I've been number one.
Right.
True.
The highest he's ever been is 607.
Well, I think he went up after winning yesterday.
Oh, I guess he did, but how high do you think he got, Jaw?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's up in the 400s now or something.
Boy, that's a mark of the end of the world, isn't it? Bill Hurley the Third breaking into the 400 rank?
I don't know.
You shouldn't be disparaging your tournament's winner. You should be pumping him up.
Well, I tell you one thing, since it's my tournament, I'm making a rule. Next year, Bill Hurley the Third and his likes aren't allowed to win.
You have to have the defending champ back.
Not if he's a spare.
Okay.
Hey, when are you coming back?
The past 2 weeks, speaking of spares, all I've been hearing is Dustin Johnson this and Dustin Johnson that.
You had a great tournament.
Please. That tournament is not even considered a big deal.
It's the U.S. Open.
It's a pretty
big
deal.
And he won his first major, and that was a big deal.
Okay. Junior, that's one major.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one. Let's see. How many majors have I won? Let's see. One, two, three,
He's not really going to count them all, is he?
Five. I'm not finished.
Okay.
Six, seven. Still going. 8, 9, the numbers go higher, 10, 11, I'm getting tired, 12, 13, still not finished, and then 14.
Yes, that's a lot.
Okay, 14 majors, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
Of course, I'm going to end up with only 14, but that's okay.
That's still a lot.
Dustin Johnson is going to only end up with one.
You don't know that.
Please, George, you know it's true.
He's got a lot of ability.
After I come back, I may add to those totals.
Hmm. Oh, when is that, by the way? When are you coming back?
Real soon. I say real soon. If 12 years is considered real soon.
Oh,
real
no.
Real soon.
That'll be senior tour for you.
I just don't know what happened. I was playing so awesome, and then I took a lesson from Kelly Keeney, and she effed up my swing. Any of you guys ever had that happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig did once.
Yeah.
I don't think it was really... She didn't cause that. It was his own game that caused that.
My back is all screwed up.
Yeah.
It's gotten so bad I can barely play Mario Kart.
Oh. How does that hurt your back? Oh, I guess
I
sitting
know.
Down, I guess.
I had to get a Tempur-Pedic for my race car bed, George.
You said my name weird.
George? Well, it's your name, isn't it?
Yeah, you just said it kind of weird.
We want to see you back. We really want to see you out there playing again, but you just the way you talked this weekend, it didn't sound like it was going to be this season.
I tried wine for the first time.
Wine?
First time?
Yeah, I had alcohol.
At age 40?
Yes, can you believe it? I'm getting away with something.
Well, did you like it?
Yeah, Jim Nantz was plying me with bottle after bottle of something called The Calling.
Yeah, that's his wine. He makes that.
Matter of fact, even after we drank a whole bunch of it, I caught him loading three cases of it in the trunk of my Civic.
You're driving a Civic?
I said, Jim, this is quite a gift. And he said, hey, no problem. I can't seem to give this swill away. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you got to spend some time with him in the tower over the weekend.
I did. I did. And I got so tipsy. It was so funny. It was so funny. I was giggling and playing tiddlywinks. Mm-hmm. Well, getting frisky with Jim Nantz.
With Jim Nantz.
That's quite a weekend for you there.
Don't drink too much. That can lead you down a bad path.
But, I mean, I couldn't do this before, you know, because there was a man who kind of controlled my life for so long.
Yeah.
Who was that?
A man I miss. My dad. The decomposing gelatinous mass that used to be a human who once got so horny while he was fighting the British and Viet Cong that he GPS tagged a free-range Taiwanese to track her through the Hispanic mountains of China so he could get close enough to blow dart her in her Filipino neck and he could carry her back to the cave and get her consent to climb on top of her and press his urethra koozie into her velvet confines of her reproduction waste port so that a generation would crank up in her bloated baby batter until 9 months later he'd squat over an ant pile and stick a pinata in there, mucus plug, dislodge under tootsie rolls, 14-time major winner comes falling out, Mickelson killer, yeah, Elon cheating, premature balding, bucktooth man child.
Good Lord. It all started with a blow dart?
Exhausting.
That's how all romances start, according to Earl. He says hi.
Okay.
Well, tell him hi whenever you talk to him.
Good luck with your rehab, Tiger.
Thank you, George. And can I ask a favor of you, George?
Sure.
Are you a praying man?
Sure.
Will you pray for someone?
Who?
My dad.
No, we're not doing that again. We got to go. No, we got to go.
So horny while he was fighting the British and Vietnam, the GPS tagged a free-range Taiwanese tracking through the Hispanic mountains in China so he could get close enough to blow dart her Filipino neck so he could carry her back to a cave and get her consent to climb on top of her and press his urethra koozie into the velvet confines of her reproduction wasteboard so the gestation would crank up in her bloated baby bladder until 9 months later she could squat over an ant pile and use a stick to pinata out her mucus plug to dislodge 100 Tootsie Rolls and a 14-time major winning Mickelson Kelly Gielan cheating premature balding bucktooth man child.
He's asking for a prayer.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. There's the fake tiger.